We all know that the Yom Tov of Kabbalah Satorah is called Shavuos. It's called Shavuos in the Torah itself, in Parashas Re'eh. The Pasuk says, V'yasisa chag Shavuos l'Hashem Elokecha. The question is why? Why is Shavuos given that name? You know, the word Shavuos doesn't really relate to the Yom Tov itself. It relates to the period of time before Shavuos, like the Pasuk says, Shiva Shavuos Tisbalach. And after that, the Torah says, V'yasisa chag Shavuos. It refers to the Shiva Shavuos, right? To the Sfira Sa'omer we have before Shavuos. It doesn't refer to the Yom Tov itself. All the other Yom Tov we have, their names refer to something that relates to the essence of the Yom Tov. Take Pesach, for example. Pesach is given that name. Shum Shepasach HaMokam HaBotei Avaseinu B'Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved the Yisrael from the Mitzrim. So the whole Yom Tov gets a name, Pesach. Pesach. It captures the essence of the Geula of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Sukkos, we know, Ki Basukkos Hoshavti Es B'nei Yisrael, this week's Parsha, Parshas Emor, Ki Basukkos Hoshavti Es B'nei Yisrael, that relates to the essence of the Yom Tov. That's what Sukkos is about. But Shavuos, Shiva Shavuos Tisbalach, that's part of the Sfira Sa'omer. That's not part of the essence of Shavuos. Shavuos is Kabbalah Satorah. That's after the Sfira Sa'omer. So why would we call Shavuos by that name? One answer might be that Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Vav says that what's the shorish of the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer? From the shorish mitzvah, what's the purpose, the tachlis of Sfira Sa'omer? So he says maybe the ikar tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim we know was that Klal Yisrael should receive the Torah, that they should receive the Torah and they'd be mekayim the Torah. That's the ikar of Klal Yisrael, he says. Ikaron shel Yisrael. And the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer, Zok Techinuch, is to show our chefetz, to show our love, our yearning and longing for the Torah, laharos b'nafshenu achepetz agodol el hayom anichbad v'anichsa, to show our yearning for Kabbalah Satorah, the kisufin, the longing we have for Kabbalah Satorah, ki aminyan mara la'odam ki kol yishov v'chol chepzol lehagia el hazman ahu, because the minyan, when a person counts up or counts down, the Chinuch talks about why we count up, but that's part of the vart. We're counting towards something. You're counting towards something that shows how much you're yearning for that. For that tachlis, for that goal. And that's the purpose of Sfira Sa'omer, to show how much we're looking forward to Kabbalah Satorah, the kind of kisufim, the kind of yearning and longing we have to receive the Torah, to be mekayim the Torah, to learn the Torah. And maybe that's why the Yom Tov of Shavuos is given that name. The Yom Tov of Kabbalah Satorah is called Shavuos, because it refers to this longing for Torah. Right? It highlights this longing for Torah, the period of Sfira Sa'omer, where we're counting towards Kabbalah Satorah, that demonstrates our yearning for the Torah. And that's really the ikar of the Yom Tov itself. It's not just the Matan Torah Seina, the fact that we received the Torah, but the fact that we have a connection to the Torah. And the period of Sfira Sa'omer expresses that connection through the minyan, through the fact that we're counting towards Shavuos. This is one answer. But maybe there's a different answer as well. We know that the period of Sfira Sa'omer is not just the time that we wait for Kabbalah Satorah, that we anxiously await for Kabbalah Satorah, but it's the time that we engage in Hachana, that we have to prepare for Kabbalah Satorah. Hachana. You know, some have a minute that after the Sfira, after they count Sfira Sa'omer each and every night, then they have a short tefillah, that the Sfira of the night should be misaking what they were pogim in the Sfira, in the Midah, what are the Midahs, one of the 49 midos, chesed, gvura, teferes, and all the combinations and the permutations of the different midos, chesed sheba gvura, and teferes sheba netzach, and so on. The period of Sfira is a time that we have to work on ourselves. We have to work on our midos, on these midos, the chesed, the gvura, and teferes, etc., the 49 midos. You know, Chazal say that the Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim were b'mem tashari tuma. They had to work on themselves before they could receive the Torah. You can't just jump to Kabbalah Satorah after Yetzias Mitzrayim. They needed a period of time to reflect and to work and to try to perfect themselves, to try to purify themselves, so that they could be zocha to Kabbalah Satorah. There are many who learned Pirkei Avos during this time, Ben Pesach, Maaseres, to prepare oneself by being misaken our midos, working on mitzvahs ben adam l'chaver, working on amidos. That's also part of the process. Working on the memches dvarim shetorah nikneis bahem. We have to work on ourselves throughout the Shiva Shavuos in order to be zochet to a Kabbalah Satar. And maybe that's why the Yom Tov of Kabbalah Satar is called Shavuos. Because it highlights the importance of the Hachana for Kabbalah Satar. The Kabbalah that we have, the Kabbalah that we have, a new Kabbalah Satar every year, but the Kabbalah Satar that we're going to have is dependent on the Hachana that we invest. The effort and the time that we invest in preparing ourselves for that Kabbalah Satara, that's going to determine what kind of Kabbalah Satara we're going to have on Shavuos. On Shavuos, we celebrate not just receiving the Torah, we celebrate the Amelus and the Hachana, the preparation that we've invested towards that Kabbalah Satara. You know, at the end of every Siyum Masechta, when we make the Hadron, we say, Modu Menachem Lefanecha, Hashem Elokeinu, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for making us, for counting us among Yoshe Beis HaMedrash, and not those who are outside the Beis HaMedrash. And one of the things we mention is that we are Mekabel Schar for our Amelus, for our toil in Torah, but those outside the Beis HaMedrash do not receive Schar, they're not rewarded for their Amelus, for their toil. What does this mean? But a contractor is not going to be paid for his work if he builds a home. If you send your suit to the dry cleaner, you're not going to pay him for cleaning the suit. But people outside the Beis Medrash are not going to be rewarded, not going to be paid for their efforts. The answer, said the Chafetz Chaim, is that there's a big difference between a hired worker and someone who learns Torah. The hired worker is paid for his job. He's not paid for the effort. He can put in all the effort in the world, but if he doesn't finish the job, we're not going to pay him. But someone who learns Torah is paid not for the accomplishment, not just for the accomplishment. He's paid for the amelus itself. He gets schar. The person who learns Torah gets schar for the amelus, for the process of learning itself. Of course, if there are accomplishments, there's extra schar. But there's schar in Talmud Torah for the amelus, for the process of learning itself. Because that process is so crucial. It elevates a person. It changes a person. It transforms him. The process of learning itself is so critical, even if it doesn't result in accomplishments. In Talmud Torah, we celebrate not just accomplishments. We celebrate the process itself. And we mention this dafka to see and to remind ourselves that while finishing a unit of learning is certainly a very important achievement, but the process itself is also so, so critical. And even that should be celebrated as well. As the regular Zman comes to a close, I think it's a time that we should reflect on the Zman and maybe the year that we've had together, that we've grown and we've learned together. We've accomplished so much in Masech Begidin, so much Befaninut Befaninechtam, Shtaras and Eidim Masir and Eidim Chasim Akarsi, Akos and Zochen and Maimit Shloshtan and Dach. So many sugyas, we can't even enumerate them. We've learned so many Gemaras and Rishonim and Achronim, Ktsos HaChoshen, so at least one in the top five, right? And a few in the top 10. I mean, a lot of Ktsos we did. Tremendous accomplishments. But at the same time, I think what's important is not just to celebrate the accomplishments, the growth that we've experienced, but to celebrate the process itself, the effort that we put in day out. You know, not every day works so well. We don't always understand the Shir. And sometimes the Seder is difficult. And we don't necessarily have a full Havana in each and every sugi at the end. But there sometimes are questions, right? With Kiva Eger, and sometimes there's a question. He leaves the Pitzarachi in God, we have to work on it. We don't always have the answers. But the process of learning itself, working through a sugi, gaining some kind of Havana, or trying, the process itself elevates us. It helps us develop our skills in learning. There's so much value to the process of learning itself. And I think at the end of this month, we have to celebrate that. We have to celebrate the times that we had together, all of the Pulpula Daraisa that we engaged in the Shir, out of the Shir, in Seder, before the Shir, after the Shir. That's what we should celebrate, the process of learning. Hadron Allah, for finishing this month, we were omel so much. You have to appreciate the value of the process that we were engaged in. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity that He gave us to learn together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mezavik Zivugim, He makes Shiduchim. And Rebbe and Talmud is the same way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us together. He understands the ruach of every individual and where a person belongs, where a person can shtag the most. We have to thank him for putting us together for this man, for the year, especially for the graduating seniors, for a number of years, especially to the graduating seniors who've been here 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, some 4 years. It's a time. It's a period of time. We come in one way and we leave totally differently. It's a tremendous thing to watch a Talmud grow. It's just a matana. It's a matana to be able to see a Talmud grow mila mila, each and every zman, each and every year. It's really such an amazing thing. My bracha is that we should take all of the learning and the growth that we experience together. We should take that and build on it in the months and the years ahead. Each one of us should be zocha b'siyata d'shmaya to achieve to his full potential.